Basically, what we're doing is we're going through the opportunities that are estimated to be issued during fiscal year 2011 across the entire government and looking for opportunities that are going to be worth a substantial amount of money, but also opportunities that are going to offer the contractors that win them a lot of exposure to the government and sort of mining through for the most vital programs for the government.
Walk through a couple of these here, and because there are a lot of things coming up, aren't there?
One of the largest opportunities that's coming out is the Army Eagle effort. That's going to be a $30 billion contract that's going to end up fulfilling a lot of future logistics requirements. That's going to allow purchasing across all of DOD as well as other government agencies and could possibly even have some foreign governments purchasing off of it. So, for example, a contractor who can get on that and win some business really gets a lot of really good exposure to everything.
And part of this is a contract where it's this is a license to hunt. So if you don't get on the contract, all of a sudden you don't have that license. So these are pretty important.
Exactly.
And how big is this?
It's worth about $30 billion.
So it's a lot of money.
Yes.
And as you said, even though it's the Enhanced Army Global Logistics Enterprise, it's not just for Army.
Exactly. The Army is soliciting and taking care of the procurement. However, it's going to allow purchasing from all other agencies pretty much.
Now, and that reminded me, and I meant to ask you before, are most of them in DOD being the biggest agency, are most of the contracts, most of your what people should be paying attention to in DOD? Because we've heard, you know, DOD shifting money around, cutting back some.
Yes, DOD is definitely cutting back. I think there's a 10% cutback going on. You know, programs wise, there are still a lot of programs out there for Department of Defense. There's a lot of civilian programs out there. You know, for our top opportunities that we produced, we looked at DOD, we looked at the Department of Homeland Security, we looked at civilian agencies, and we even specifically picked out some opportunities that are just for cybersecurity and also paid some special attention to opportunities for small businesses.
One of the ones that I've just found really interesting is something called, it's called DLIGHT, which I like the acronym, but it's the Defense Language Interpretation and Translation Enterprises.
Yes.
Really a cool concept anyway.
Yeah. Definitely.
So this is essentially to help DOD because they've been having a big problem with interpretation on issues. So it's a system to help them with that. How big and when can people see that?
That one's going to be estimated to be worth about $15 billion. And we have an estimated solicitation release to happen during the first quarter of fiscal year 2011. So it should be within the next couple months that it'll be issued.
DHS, you had a number in DHS. What's real cool and going on in DHS?
Well, the biggest thing in DHS right now is the recompete of Eagle 2.
Right.
That's huge, and that should be coming out pretty shortly. And that one includes, you know, the part of it's going to be full and open competition, but there also is a specific section set aside for only small businesses to compete. So that's a really good opportunity for small businesses to get in there.
And in civilian, what's really big on the civilian side?
As far as the civilian side goes, big one that's going to be out very soon that also accommodates small business is CIO SP3, which is a program out of Health and Human Services. It's for the Chief Information Office. That one is estimated to be worth about $20 billion total. It should be out, I believe, in November. But this is entirely set aside for small businesses. It's also a government-wide acquisition contract, or GWAC, which is another thing that we might be seeing government purchase more frequently off of these GWACs because with all these budget cuts, they provide the capability of selecting vendors that are already pre-qualified, and they're guaranteeing that they're getting the best price for the services they need.
The other one that lots of folks paying attention to and was out there and then got pulled back is NASA's I-3P, the Enterprise Data Center Services contract.
Yeah.
And as I said, this was put out there, and then soon after Linda Cureton took over as CIO, they said, hold on, we're going to pull it back. We're going to relook at, and I think they're probably adding some cloud aspects to it.
Yes, I believe so.
And that's, I think, it's more than $1 billion.
Yes.
And timing on that, I mean, it has to be coming sometime soon.
Yeah, I think I3P is coming out shortly. First or second quarter, I believe, is when I3P is expected.
Anything surprise you as you're pulling these all together and looking at them, and we'll have the link and people can find it on federalnewsradio.com, but is there, you know, we are in this, all of a sudden times have changed pretty dramatically.
Yes.
Are these, you pull these lists together over the years, is there something different about this list that differs from years past?
Well, I think the big differences in this list is you're seeing a lot of recompete opportunities, which are contracts that were previously awarded and are coming up to their natural expiration and need to be recompeted. And that's because with the decrease in contract spending, you're just not seeing the same kind of investment in as many new programs. So there's still business opportunities out there, but a lot of them are by going after different follow-on efforts. You know, along with that, you're seeing a lot of consolidation efforts where you may see a new opportunity, but it's actually the consolidation of several past contracts, and the government's consolidating them together to try and save as much money as possible.
And just touch up base on, because I said you have it broken out in cyber as well, and the big one there is something called, is something from the Air Force.
Yeah, the Agile Cyber Technology, or ACT. That one is estimated to be worth $480 million, and we're expecting it to be out the second quarter of FY 2011. There's going to be a lot of emphasis placed on development of technology capability solutions that address specific user requirements.
And one of the things that I saw through all the cyber ones was a lot of, in this one and all of them, continuity of operations, a big thing that folks are really focused on.
Yeah, definitely.
And in fact, I think the other two or three contracts, even a couple very, very focused on purely continuity of operations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Small business, Eagle has to be just everyone's watching Eagle, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
And almost Eagle, and then I know CIO SP3 is small business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, does everything just pale in comparison?
Another big one that's coming out is there is one out of the Air Force. It's the acronym is CAPS-2. CAPS-2 is going to be worth, I think, $3 billion.
Wow.
It's the Consolidated Acquisition of Professional Services Contract, and that's for technical and acquisition management support. That one's going to be out of the Air Force, and that is a total small business as well, so that's a pretty big one to watch.
And you have the first source from DHS also being recompeted in the small business category.
Yes.
Folks watching this, and you have it down as third quarter of fiscal 2011. But at least from folks, that may slip, right?
Yes, I believe it may.
Yeah, everyone's watching and they keep expecting information to come out.
Yeah.
You guys are so good at offering advice to contractors as they're looking at this, as they're trying to approach these. How do they, you know, is it just to make sure you're thinking about solving agency needs? Is that the big thing to always keep in mind here?
I think it really is. You know, especially in this kind of environment where there is a lot of competition for fewer and fewer dollars, you know, businesses really have to look at what are the agency's goals? How can they go in and get the agency to meet their goals? Where is the money being funneled towards? You know, where are the opportunities? And sort of switch from thinking so tactfully into thinking much more strategically and sort of look at where they really need to put resources.
And sometimes hard to do when you're doing this day in and day out, but my goodness, so important to do.
Yeah, yeah.